this is an issue that was a top concern for people in our community, and it came up time and time again on doorstep during my campaign for local elections.
This isn't all dog owners, which means it is frustrating for those who are responsible dog owners.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I need to give a big shout out to responsible dog owners, because they are definitely concerned about their dogs and they look after them very well and look after the environment. But it's really frustrating for people within our community when you have irresponsible dog owners who do not look after their dogs, and they are rightfully entitled to be frustrated because of that small minority of people who doesn't seem to care about the health and safety of our communities, of their neighbors. It's long past time for action, and I think this issue is a concern for many, not just within the Foyleside constituency where I represent, but right across the city and district.
And what do you hope the council will do now coming on board?
I think there is a couple of things. What I am proposing is a comprehensive educational program to educate people about being responsible dog owners. But I think we can also take another step and look after making sure that we deliver strategies that have already worked. If you know that in England, they have the We Are Watching You campaign, which seems to be working. Almost 50% reduction on dog falling is reported on their pilot program, and it looks like there's a lot of people who have come on board in England, and even the Northern Ireland, Keep Northern Ireland Clean, have reported on the same, that the We Are Watching You campaign has had a significant impact in reducing dog falling within the communities. So I think we can adopt those strategies and educate people, because some of the people just don't understand what they need to do. We've had enforcement, and if you look at the statistic on enforcement in Northern Ireland, it's quite poor. In other areas, it seems to be working, but it's not working here. So we need to look for a different approach that can work, and there's enough evidence to suggest that education is key.